Emergency service.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you.
So I have several items for you this morning, and they're all in regards to the Hammond Sport Ambulance transfer. First item is going to be to authorize a transfer from contingency fund to the capital project that we set up for receiving funds from Hammond Sport Ambulance. And the purpose for this is if we've got some work that needs to be done before the transfer is complete, so we want to be able to do that work now, get it started, and then once the Attorney General's office approves the dissolution agreement, then the funding will come back.
And just a little information for you. Sorry to put it on special meetings and kind of fast track it, but it seems like the Attorney General side of it is getting fast tracked. They might get their dissolution quicker than we thought it'd be a series of months. So we wanted to put a plan together that we'd be ready to accept it once the dissolution is approved. One specific note of this is we are once the dissolution is approved, we also will be receiving in the neighborhood of $300,000 in cash from Hammond Sport Ambulance. It has to be used for EMS, can't be general fund. So essentially what we're proposing to transfer from contingency fund now will be backfilled eventually once the dissolution happens.
So that is the dollar amount you want to transfer is 300,000.
No, 250 now. That looks to be a safe number to get us what we need, but we anticipate receiving about 300. So
what kind of work do we are we doing?
There's a number of things. We met with Tim and Kenny. We need they don't have sleeping quarters. We need to have buildings and grounds, buy material, build a couple rooms to have some sleeping quarters. A little bit of technology up. We need to run fiber. There's fiber down the street at the library. We need to run fiber so that we're connected to the county network. Number of other things.
So, Tim, once the AG approves the dissolution, does that have to go through court approval as well, or is it just AG on these?
There's court approval or AG.
Or AG. Okay, all right.
I'll move it.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries.
Okay, so with that, the next item would be a request to go to bid with the needed items for the building upgrades. So Andy and I've been back and forth on a few things. Technology, there's some technology pieces that he's going to have to bid. Generators probably going to have to be bid. Stretchers may have to be bid. So there's a few items that we need to bid as part of this. So we're requesting approval to go ahead and bid the items needed for this Hammond Sport upgrade.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Then the next item would be to amend the major equipment list to include those items that would be needed as part of this. Primarily, I think as part of this would be a generator for the building, would also include the two stretchers. I think those are the major equipment items.
They did not have a generator at all?
No, they did not.
Oh.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
And then the final piece would be authorizing the purchase agreement for Hammond Sport Ambulance for $1. This is part of what we need for the dissolution agreement for the final piece to go ahead and just have the legislature's approval to go ahead and accept the Hammond Sport property and equipment.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. I have a question, and I don't want this to sound funny, but does that dollar come from the general fund? Is that
yes?
I mean, is the general fund actually what purchases it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't mean for that to be funny. I was just curious what actually purchased it.
Good question.
Good question.
I have a question. Just like how we put conditions on the land that we gave to Campbell. that we then you're now selling. Is there any conditions on this bill? I mean, this is very valued real estate. Is there any conditions that if the county gets out of the ambulance business, we can't just cash in, we have to hand it back to them, or what?
If I recall, there was something in the agreement in regards to 10 years of ambulance operations or something like that, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
And at that point, the attorney general would probably have an issue because there are specific ways that a dissolution of this can happen. And so say next year you wanted to flip it and sell it to be a brewery or something like that, we'd run headlong into attorney general issues because they can only transfer conditioned upon the facilities, the money being used for that purpose.
For continued use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is there a term? Is 10 years the term?
We have. That's what we talked about verbally. There's no term that we've seen in any of the documents, but it's essentially in perpetuity, okay. Is the understanding. We said, you know, we talked with them about 10 years. Like, what are you, you're giving us a building and $300,000 in cash and ambulances. And they said, well, yeah, definitely minimum of 10 years. But with this, we're already started.
So the deed doesn't reference the restriction?
Deed, yeah, we have a draft.
Right. I mean, that would be the question is, what does the deed say? Right.
Yeah. So it probably would be deed. That's a good point. It probably would be deed restricted.
You think?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed. Carry. Is there anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed or adjourned. Thank you.